Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What did that mean to you was cleanup day, and you said you were still processing the Super Bowl, how you felt, all that went into it. The benefit of time now, what perspective you have on what you accomplished?
We're here talking media, talking about the 2025 to 2026 season.
Well, that we are. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, we're live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. Phillies and Cubs coming up in a little bit. We'll have leading off for you. It's a big day for Dave Dombrowski, by the way. Lizardo on the mound. They need a bounce back out of him. And the starter for the Cubs is a guy the Phillies traded away a few years ago to Chicago to get a relief pitcher during 2022. You all right over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just laughing about or thinking about how just a year ago, how much the Super Bowl changes everything, because Jalen didn't really say a whole lot in that press conference. But we're clinging to that. We're talking about it. Because last year he was dry and didn't say a whole lot.
When we were upset.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole him not backing Sirianni thing a year ago.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's almost like when you go out and you're a wealthy man and you tell corny jokes and all the ladies laugh at them.
Because you're rich.
Yeah.
Well,
kind of same thing.
I mean, I brought this up yesterday when we brought up the Chris Sims list, right, yesterday.
Yeah.
And he had him ranked 10th on the list. And I think that's too low. I'd rank him higher than that.
Yeah.
But I said, if you look at that list at just the end of the regular season, I don't think it's very controversial.
Totally agree.
In the playoffs, and especially the title game and Super Bowl, and it's like, how do you have him so low? It's like, how much does one big thing change the whole big picture?
Yeah. It does.
I mean, again, I would rank him higher than 10. I have him in that 5 to 10 range, but higher than 10, certainly. But you win the Super Bowl, and it's like, how are you behind C.J. Stroud and Justin Herbert? Little things change a lot. You're right. That, just listen to Jalen. He's always dry.
But it's funny. Like, now it's –
it changes.
Yes. It's just – I just found it fat. Like, that's just how life works. His jokes are funny because he's the conquering hero.
Yep. Is a Super Bowl hangover inevitable for the Eagles this season? Yes or no? It is our Twitter poll question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about it and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh believes it is inevitable. I don't. 67%. You're losing this one, Hugh. 67% believe this is not inevitable. They'll have a Super Bowl hangover. All right, let's hear one more from Jalen on their experience this time. Now they've been to 2 Super Bowls as a group with him here. Experience this one compared to last one and trying to go back and do it again.
What have you noticed about the team, you know, in the short window here of the spring workouts? Any takeaway, you know, that you see from the team?
Too soon. Too soon. I think there's a bit of a layer of experience from everyone here and there. Even certain people that are going to fill in roles, they got experience. And so I think that's something that's very valuable long term. That doesn't make you the most mature, but it's experience and it's valuable. So I think that'll help us.
It is interesting because you're totally right that it's the way he speaks, his tone, it's basically the same thing as last year, except he's speaking on something positive, our experience off a Super Bowl, rather than Sirianni at that point. I think it was more about him not being part of the offense and being a CEO. That was more of like a, hey, this is a downgrade for him. How's he handling it? But his tone is always the same.
It's always the same. And not only that, he's still not saying anything. He's not saying a whole lot. It's just the tolerance level is a lot higher, because I can remember sitting here last year and be like, what does that mean? Or what is he talking about? You know, he was just But I think that's a good thing. I'm not saying it as a negative.
Well,
I think
it shows
that's a
he's not
thing.
Changing off a Super Bowl. This is who he is.
He's trying to be as even-keeled as he possibly can. So, yeah, I think that's pretty significant.
I think – and look, the team takes its personality from the leaders, right? I think the way he is – and some people – he might not be everyone's cup of tea personality-wise. Right? Obviously, mm-hmm. he's a good player. I think it helps them try to sustain success. He doesn't strike me as someone that when they're in the building is changing his work ethic. I think he's always the same.
Yeah, and I think that's important because, you know, being a leader of men and the intangibles that I talk about that Jalen brings to the table, I think that's important for him to be seen as the same all the time. You know, never too hot, never too cold. And I think that's one of the his calming presence is one of the reasons why the guys, you know, gravitate towards him like that.
Yeah, and there's almost an inevitability that since he got here, they win a lot, right? They have not had a losing season. They're in the mix. All that kind of stuff. I'm worried about certain things in this team, losing a lot on defense, the schedule, all the new coordinator, but a hangover in terms of their mentality, I don't see it at all. I'm good with that. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's going on?
Good morning, Will.
All right, man, I just want to ask one question real quick. Mm-hmm. Who is the best team in the league as of today?
In what we're talking about, the NFL or baseball?
NFL. Everything.
The Eagles are the favorite.
Okay. And who's the best quarterback right now today?
Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, I was going to probably say the same thing. I mean, I was going to say the same thing.
These are easy questions.
No, I mean, you know, like y'all keep saying Patrick Mahomes and everything, man.
Yes.
Here we go.
He hasn't done anything real good to see. Like I told
they
you,
won 15 football games last year and got to the Super Bowl.
That's has been, man. He's a has been, man.
What did Jalen do?
He's done. He's cooked. Listen.
Did you say Mahomes is cooked? You're cooked.
And Patrick Mahomes, listen, I gave the blueprint how to beat him. You fork him left.
That's right.
And game over.
Wait, hold on a second. The Bucs gave the same blueprint how to beat him in 2020, and then he won two more Super Bowls after that. It's not easy to do what the Eagles did last year.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this, right? When the refs didn't blow that whistle, right, and I said, I would like the refs to swallow the whistle and let the best team win, right? Mm-hmm. What happened?
The Eagles won. They were the better team. They were better. The Eagles were better than the Chiefs last year. But what does that have to do with Mahomes?
Oh, man. All right. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Okay.
Please do.
It just seemed like y'all don't want to get us. But listen, I'm going to say this. Listen, I agree with you, Hugh. I think a couple of players is on a little high horse right now.
Uh-oh.
They're feeling it. And it's okay. You know what I'm saying? But when the season starts, you know, make sure you stick to business. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say, listen, what I said last season, it goes again for this season. It's smash mouth time, man. We taking it back in the day, man. We grounding everybody, right? But the thing is, this is what I want everybody to understand. Listen, Saquon is not going to be our savior this season. It's all on you, Jalen, and I hope you listen. And the reason why I say that, right, because I know every team is gunning to try and shut Saquon down this season, man. I mean, listen, they're going to play their defense, but the main thing is to take him out of the equation, right, and see what Jalen could do. So, Jalen, I just hope you – I hope you're doing your best, and I hope you up in your game this season, man, because a lot is going to depend on you, bro. A lot of people probably don't really see it, and they're just saying it because of the type of season last season. But this season, Jalen, it's all on you. Listen, Saquon had his glory, and yes, he can have it again, but a lot of it is going to depend on Jalen this season.
So I agree with some of what you're saying, and I don't. Will, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so I do think, in general, teams are going to say, like the Super Bowl, for example, right? The Chiefs did the best job on Saquon anyone has.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm the Cowboys week one, if I'm the Chiefs week two, if I'm the Rams week three, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to almost say, Jalen,
beat us. Do beat us.
Can you do what you did in the Super Bowl every week?
Yes.
And if not, I think I have a better chance to beat you than if I let Saquon run all over me. That being said,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I mean, it's not like teams weren't trying to stop Saquon during the season. This offensive line and Saquon and Jalen's running ability, it's not easy to shut this run game down. Like, even if teams try to do it, they're still going to run the ball well. That's what they've done for years. And now you add Saquon to the mix with the line and Jalen. It's hard to just stop him.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you have to be real sound in stopping the running game.
Yeah.
You have to be real sound in stopping the running game. And Jalen's going to have to – adapt his game at times. And he's probably got to throw the ball a little bit more. I can tell you, just thinking about it right now, and the way that he played in the Super Bowl, there'll probably be a few teams early on say, okay, do it again.
Yep.
Let me see if you do it again.
Can you do it consistently?
Yes. And that's going to be the thing, because Saquon's a catalyst. We know he going to run. You know, we know what he can do. It's going to be on Jalen to put himself in a situation where, you know, he's going to have to show teams on more than one occasion that he can cut you up in the air if need be.
And to be fair to him, last year he did it against the
yes,
Bengals.
He
did it against the Steelers. He did it in the title game. He did it in the Super Bowl. It's like four huge games, four, you know, high-profile games. It was him. Like, he was the driving force.
Totally.
The
agree.
Other ones, though, it was Saquon. Like, that's the way last year went.
Mm-mm, best quarterback
and we'll
in the league.
This year's. What's that?
The best quarterback in the league, Joe.
Well, I don't, how did we get here? I'm saying.
Well, no, hold on. You had to know this was an inevitability. Like,
no, actually, this is on me. I didn't think we'd be here. I didn't think that we would just now decide he's the best quarterback in pro football. Like, there's a guy in Kansas City. I understand we just kicked his ass in the Super Bowl. Before that game, the conversation was, is he going to surpass Brady as the greatest quarterback ever?
No.
And now, all of a sudden, Jalen Hurts is
yeah,
just
he's
better.
Yeah. Well, like, I saw this coming from a mile away, because we can never it can never be enough. I didn't realize it until we did Hurts as number five thing.
Yeah.
And people were like, no, that's not good enough. He's number two. And I thought that was ridiculous. And I was like, why not at this point? He just beat Mahomes. Why not just say he's better than Mahomes at this point? Like, might as well just take it that next step. And I mean, not only did Will come on here and expect us to, because he asked us, he did a little call and response thing. He goes, who has the best quarterback in the league? And not only did he expect us to answer Jalen, he laughed when we said Mahomes.
As if I'm the crazy one.
I mean, it was preposterous.
Well, I also think the funny part to me is that NFL history is littered with these kind of moments in time where a good quarterback beats a great quarterback in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I go through just a few off the top of my head. Russell Wilson's team crushed Peyton Manning's team.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning's a better quarterback than Russell Wilson. And Russell was good. Peyton Manning's better.
Yeah.
Right? Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice.
Yeah, no.
He's not in his class.
We've lost our minds.
I mean, I heard DeCameron this morning when they were having their debates. He brought up Phil Simms over John Elway, right, in the middle of the 80s.
Yeah.
John Elway's a lot better than Phil Simms. Like, yeah. This has happened. We have to probably go through the 59 Super Bowls. I would say off the top of my head, maybe 15 of them, the clear second quarterback in the game wins, plays better, outplays the other guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's better than him.
Well, it's this. I think that a lot of people, when you look at the history of the NFL and you look at back in the day, the teams that were winning Super Bowls, they had stellar quarterback play. Like, the quarterback was the catalyst for them most of the times winning the Super Bowl because of his ability to make plays, escapability, whatever you want to call it. But there's something that Scott Pioli told me years ago that I never forgot. He said something to the effect that, you know, when he was in New England, everybody, there's not too many Tom Brady's. He was an anomaly for the most part. But you can win with lesser quarterbacks if you put talent around them.
I mean, the Eagles are
– yeah.
I don't even think Jalen's lesser, but yeah, lesser
but,
of the two.
But lesser of the two, because when I think of lesser, I think of, with no, with all due respect, Trent Dilfer.
Because that's Trent Dilfer, that's as least as you can get.
That's as least as you can get.
Yeah, right.
And Brad Johnson, like Brad Johnson falls in that category somewhere as well. So
yep.
That's why it's hard for me to penalize Jalen because of the talent that he has around him.
So I think we have reached a point where I understand your point and others that it's not – maybe we shouldn't penalize Jalen. But now I also think the other side of it is we're boosting him up too much. Like there's – again, to go back to that first list 3 weeks ago, number five is not disrespectful. In fact, if you told me with the day they drafted him that they would go to two Super Bowls with him and he'd be considered the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, Howie Roseman would have said, this is amazing. I'll take that outcome every
all
time.
Day.
But now we're at the point where I think we're going to – it's almost like we're trying to combat the hate, right, if you think Chris Sims or someone is hating, with, like, too much. Like, that's he's not better than Mahomes. It's okay.
That's exactly what it is, though, Joe, because a lot of times – that's why every time that we start these conversations, in the meeting, I say, do y'all really want to have this conversation? Because it always becomes something that we don't want it to be. And it's never spoken directly, but that's how it always ends up.
Yeah.
Because we can't sit here and give Jalen his flowers and then be realistic about his individual skill set.
Yeah, we've reached delusion.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And it's unfortunate because, like I told you, I think Jalen, because of his accomplishments from last year, is the number two quarterback in the NFL behind Patrick Mahomes, and I gave the reasons why,
and we yelled at you for that.
Yeah, right. And you don't have to agree with me, but
you know
that's well, we know, but that's the way I perceive it. Now you perceive it differently, but that's how I look.
Well,
at it.
I think there's a couple things going on here. One, I don't think he's quite that high on the list, but I also believe that we have amnesia. I just think we have Jalen Hurts amnesia. So I saw this morning show. They put up this poll. Mm-hmm. For the majority of last season, and I think the wording of this question is important. For the majority of last season, how would you describe Jalen Hurts' performance in the passing game? They put three options up on their poll. Great, good, or mediocre. I would have voted mediocre. For the majority of the season, I thought the passing game performance was mediocre. By the end, he played great. Right? Mm-hmm. The two biggest games, he played great. But I thought in totality, it was pretty mediocre passing game last year and Jalen's performance in it.
That might be generous. They were 29th.
Agreed. 67% voted good. But that wasn't how we talked about it during the season. We have amnesia on what happened.
Yeah.
We're remembering the end as if it was the whole story. It was a great ending. It was an amazing ending. It's one that's going to put Jalen in the history books for the franchise forever.
Yes.
And the season wasn't great.
And by the way, because
passing-wise,
I hear this a lot. And everyone's like, well, why do you penalize Jalen for having all this talent around him and a great team around him? It's not a penalty. It's just that is the retort you get to, well, Jalen beat this quarterback or Jalen won this game. Teams win games. And the quarterback that has more around him is probably more likely to win the game.
I'm going to push back a little bit on
that. And we're off and running.
Mm-hmm. Because it feels like. When we talk about Jalen, that's the crutch that people use. Nobody says that Joe Montana.
But I think
nobody says that about Peyton Manning.
The crutch is he wins these games head to head. Quarterbacks don't win head to head games. Like that's the crutch to me.
But this is how I look at it. That should never be a part of anybody's conversation.
But
when
it is.
Talk about quarterback play because it becomes a thing because. You're looking at Jalen as a lesser quarterback because of the accomplishments of those other guys. But those other guys had athletes around them as well. They've had players around them that are Hall of Fame players. Peyton Manning had Marvin Harrison.
He had
a really good defense that they played with.
They
had a really good defense.
And that's why they win. But I think the winning is separate from their production or how they play on the field. Like the winning, we all agree, is the number one most important thing. But when we're comparing somebody versus another guy, the winning shouldn't be a part of it. Like they are one player on a roster of 53 guys, of 11 guys, 22. Like,
right.
Like all of those things they contribute a lot more to whether or not somebody wins. And the quarterback, granted, could be one of the more important things. But when you put it in a vacuum, it's a little bit harder to to analyze one guy versus the other.
I'm going to ask a question rhetorically, and you can respond if you want. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, this is the way I think of it. Let's put Mahomes on the side for a second, right?
He's out. Okay.
He's the best quarterback in football.
Mm-hmm.
Allen, Burrow, Lamar. I'm comfortable putting them near the top of the league. You could rank them wherever you want, 2, mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5. I'm comfortable without a ring, just watching them play. They're great players. Would anyone be fighting that Jalen is 2 or 3 or 4 without the ring?
Would anybody be fighting to say
it feels like the ring is the only reason Jalen is put in the conversation with them.
And I think that to me is important.
Yeah, it is important, but is it – it's almost – it feels like it's carrying too much weight in the conversation.
Well, but to me, it carries all the way. It carries all the weight because look at what Jalen has been able to accomplish with the if you want to use this argument with the talent that he's amassed.
He's maximized it.
He's taken full advantage of his situation.
The Eagles, I'll say it this way, with him, they have not underperformed. Right? They drafted him. They put a lot around him. And if you told me that when it started. Two Super Bowl trips and a championship over the Chiefs, I would have said we achieved what we were supposed to achieve.
Let me just sum it up in a nutshell how I perceive it. You played a hand you're dealt, right?
Yeah.
Jalen he's been dealt a really damn good hand.
Like Troy Aikman back in the day.
And he's taking full advantage
Absolutely.
Of that. And for whatever reason, and I'm glad you brought Troy Aikman up, because when we talk about Troy Aikman and his accolades – we never say – I never hear anybody say, well, he had Emmitt Smith or he had that offensive line. I always hear, oh, Troy Aikman was a hell of a quarterback, and that's it. But when we talk about Jalen, to validate whatever argument that you have, it's always, well, he's playing with a stacked roster. So in my mind, you're penalizing Jalen because Howie's a Hall of Fame GM.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
So I feel like we say that about Aikman all the time, though.
Huh?
Aikman always gets that he had Emmitt. He had the O-line. Like, Aikman, I think, is the lesser of the big three on that team.
You know what? When I hear them talk about the Dallas Cowboys, I hear triplets. I don't hear one triplet was he was the redhead stepchild or anything like that. I always hear them talked about in the same breath.
I don't think anyone puts Aikman in the class of Emmitt or Michael Irvin. And they shouldn't.
Aikman's in the Hall of Fame, though.
No, but and that's wonderful. But Eli Manning's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, again. I mean, look, if this continues, Jalen's going to go to the Hall of Fame. I mean, we can parse that.
Right, and awesome.
Like, I mean, and he'll earn that.
That'll make him a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's great.
Yeah, Russell Wilson might. I mean, if you earn it, you earn it. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V, what's up?
Yo, what's happening?
Big V.
What happens with the hell?
Oh, my goodness.
Roller coaster?
He's a disaster.
Get rid of jitterbug.
I mean,
cricket.
Come on.
Cricket.
All right, you know what? Let's grab Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Jay, what's up?
Hey, man. So real quick, man, like about the fans that defend Jalen so hard, man, you got to give us a break, man. Like, Philadelphia is an underdog city, and this dude is the best version of our city that we've ever had. His story matches our city. We're in between New York, which has money, and D.C., which has power and politicians. People overlook Philadelphia all the time, the same way they did Jalen. So that's one reason why we identify with him so freaking much, because of his story matches our city.
Well, I like that aspect. I mean, also, you throw in his own draft class, right? He's the fifth quarterback taken, and he's winning more than all the rest
of
them. Yep.
Exactly. Part of his story. Rocky is a made-up character. And people love it. We have Joe Frazier, Bernard Hopkins. We have champions. And people look at that. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. So that's a whole other thing about Philly. We have Philly fighters that are great. People know Rocky. This is ridiculous. But anyway, so Jalen, you have John Elway was getting his head knocked off in Super Bowls before they went to defense and running with Terrell Davis.
Yep.
And they don't talk about him getting his head knocked off in Super Bowls before they changed everything. Peyton Manning was throwing ducks and won a Super Bowl with a great defense and a great offense. They don't talk about that. When my man gets brought up, everybody who doesn't like him wants to talk about that. There's a show that loves the Phillies that's on WIP. They throw shots at Jalen all the time. Snotty little marks, man. It's crazy. We even got to hear it on WIP. It's ridiculous. And to say that Troy Aikman, they always talk about the talent around him, that's not true. Very rarely do they talk about the talent around him. Very rarely.
Maybe so they should. Jay, they should. Exactly. Right? All right, exactly. Maybe we're all having different conversations with different people, but I think it's similar, which, I find ironic, that the Eagles now have become a version of what the Cowboys were 30 years ago, which makes me laugh that's what they've become. But I do think it's similar to where Aikman was really good, and he was a winner, and he was a champion. But it is part of the story that Aikman's team was loaded, and now we got a loaded team with Jalen.
True. But Jalen went to – but the difference is they played the same way, and they grew together. And Aikman was a number one pick.
Yes, he was. That's true. Yep.
So it's different. Jalen went to a Super Bowl with Miles Sanders, running a whole different offense than he runs now. And if it wasn't for a horrible call, who knows how that Super Bowl would go? That it changes everything completely. But you can't blame that on Jalen. Had a great run that Super Bowl. He just lost the Super Bowl. He had a great run the next Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. Okay. So now you got guys like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, they love Aaron Rodgers. He throws the ball so pretty. He got one Super Bowl win, though. How many years has he been in the NFL?
He's been in the NFL about 20 years. And you listen.
Exactly.
He's been around forever, and I'm ready for him to go home. And Jay, we appreciate it. Rodgers did win 4 league MVPs.
I mean, at this point, it's time to go home.
He was a 4-time league.
It is time to go home.
If you do yourself and you Google most overrated quarterbacks of all time, like any list, Troy Aikman's on it. Like he's talked about that way.
Are you foreshadowing the future that Jalen?
Well, I hope not. I'm just saying, like, because now for some reason Hugh and other people are saying nobody ever brings that up with Troy Aikman. It's brought up all the time.
I've never heard that argument about Troy Aikman.
I mean,
there's so many different nobody. Okay, if that you want to do that one, how about Joe Montana? Joe Montana.
Hugh. He won multiple Super Bowls without Jerry Rice.
Let me finish though. Joe Montana came in an era where they was, what was it, the run and shoot, the Eric Coryell era, where they were throwing the ball over the place.
They
adapted the game to his game because he wasn't that strong-armed quarterback.
Bill Walsh changed the offense.
And he became the standard, the West Coast offense standard.
Yeah, because he won multiple MVPs. He's a great quarterback.
Listen to what I'm saying. He had great players around him. He had a good tight end. I can't remember the tight end's name. Had a good tight end. And had Jerry Rice.
Sure.
And he had a running game.
He won without Jerry Rice, though.
But the point is this. He had talent around him, though, Kyle. He had talent around him.
But not like this. Like Joe Montana. Joe Montana was the talent.
Again, Jalen's being penalized.
He's not.
Because how
Nobody's penalizing
him. He's being penalized because Howie is a Hall of Fame.
It's not a penalty.
We'll keep this never goes away. So
it's never going to be.
215-592-9494 to hop in. Hugh thinks Eagles going to have a hangover. Our daily Jalen Hurts debate broke out all of a sudden. The Phillies, of course, are struggling. Elliot Shore-Parks is going to join us on the other side. His takeaway from minicamp, what he heard from Sirianni and Saquon and Hurts, all coming up. Next, 215-592-9494, leading off in a little bit before the Phillies and the Cubs, broadcasting live from the DeVore Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like the king of the cookout. They have Tuscan herb. They have honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are flavors to match every dad's taste. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on Dad's fork.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.